Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, what up? Welcome to Maggie and Perloff. So much to do today. We've got look-aheads to the conference championship games, Perloff. Exciting Final Four. Yet we've got off-season news that's got to take precedent today. Because this is sound I never thought that I would hear. Tom Brady, the most, proper guy, right? Like, played the media game forever.
Unless you're a tablet, in which case you don't like him.
In which case, good luck to you. Tom Brady talking on his own podcast, okay? The Let's Go podcast. He's with Jim Gray. Jim asked him a question that if any one of us were in the room with Tom Brady, we would ask. And here's how he answered.
Tom, you're leaving everybody guessing. You said you'll take your time. Do you have any type of a timetable as to what you might want to do regarding your football career?
Jim, if I knew what I was going to do, I'd have already done it. Okay, I'm taking it a day at a time.
I sense you're antagonized by the question.
You're scratching.
It's only the question scratchy. That everybody wants to hear.
You're scratchy. I appreciate your asking. Thank you.
Guys, dad is mad, okay? Dad didn't like that question. Tom Brady, full dad mode there. At least it sounded like it to me. Like, I will not answer that question. Why was he so ticked off?
I don't know. I mean, it's Tom Brady. The question is, was it intentional? Is he trying to get somewhere? I think, I have no idea. Maybe he just thought Jim Gray would be more respectful because they're buddies and not ask him on his own podcast to commit to where he's going.
I mean, he asked for a timetable. He didn't even say, like, all right, where is it, Tom? Tell us right now. Okay, so you got Tom Brady, who's obviously going through something there. I don't know. Midlife crisis. Who knows? Although we all know Brady's going to live forever. No midlife crisis. So we've got that. We also have reporting now that is leaking out drips and drabs, Perloff, about Aaron Rodgers. So Aaron Rodgers... it's looking more and more, stop me if you've heard this one, like a trade could be possible. Let's hear from Adam Schefter.
Both sides are fully aware that a trade is a very real scenario this offseason for Aaron Rodgers. The Packers are expected to move on from certain players, which Aaron Rodgers probably will not like. There is a real possibility that at some point this offseason, Aaron Rodgers is going to be traded.
Okay, so more around that, right? The Adam Schefter went on to say, and it would likely be a team in the AFC, that the Packers would not trade Rodgers to a team in the NFC. Peter King had put in his Football Morning in America, he thinks like about 2 first-round picks. Okay, so we've got Brady deciding his future and a little salty about it. We've got Rodgers, who looks like he could be on the trade block.
You know who doesn't like this? Derek Carr and Daniel Jones and all the other free agents. You're putting the 2 of the top 5 greatest quarterbacks ever out there for teams. You realize that, Maggie?
Well, listen, it's going to be that kind of offseason. So the question for us, for you and me, with all that set up, it seems to me like it would be a race to Las Vegas for both Brady and Rodgers, right? Now, Rodgers doesn't have a no-trade clause, so they can trade him anywhere. But you put the Devontae Adams connection together. You put Brady and the Josh McDaniels connection together. It could be a race to see who gets there. Because you look at some of the other teams, if we're just looking at the AFC, Where else looks good?
Well, Miami.
It could be a race to Miami.
But they seem to want Tua, so I don't know that they're going to trade a bunch of draft picks or have those picks to trade.
Listen, if I'm the GM of the Dolphins, I definitely need a solid plan B, maybe a plan A after three concussions for Tua. So you're looking at all the places, Indianapolis, Tennessee, the Jets. You're not racing to get to Tennessee right now.
The Jets are in play. Tennessee, yeah, I mean, it could happen. Brady and Vrabel, sure. But I think your point, yeah, I agree. My first fit would be the Raiders, with the Dolphins being in their own category. Because I think both quarterbacks would want to be there, but I think they'd go with Tua next year.
So the question becomes for these teams, say you're Las Vegas, say you're Miami, who would you rather have? If both Brady and Rodgers are knocking down the door, then who do you take?
Easy.
Who?
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, total disagree.
It's simple math. It's simple math. Dude is 39. Tom Brady's 46.
Okay.
That's 7 years difference. He's 7 years junior.
I've got more math for you.
Yeah.
$110 million owed to Rodgers and likely two first-round draft picks, where Brady's a free agent. And you know Brady always signs for under market value. I can probably get Brady for like $20 million is what he was making with Tampa last year. Cheaper. No, don't have to trade for him. But yes, he's older. I probably only have him for a year.
I don't like your math. It's too much of a... I thought we were doing a fantasy football trade here where one of us got to pick who's better next year, Rodgers. Now you're bringing in reality, Maggie, and you're killing my buzz here with this. But, okay, you have to take a shot. Say you're Vegas, and you have 39-year-old Aaron Rodgers, and you have 46-year-old Tom Brady. Now, Rodgers was not good last year, but I think the bottom line is he's going to be a better player next year. I think Brady is... You saw the decline this year when things around him weren't perfect. It went south. Same with Rodgers,
yeah,
actually.
I was going to say.
But
whose case are you just describing?
Just eye test. When you see Rodgers throw the ball, it still looks awesome. So I think if he got back together with Devontae Adams, I think he has a better season than Tom Brady in Vegas. And I think when you're talking at the level we're talking about, it's Super Bowl or bust kind of. If you're going to get, you're going to give up everything for Rodgers, or if you're going to sign Brady, it's Super Bowl or bust. You can't you can't be like the Cowboys and be in the divisional playoff round with Tom Brady. So right. I think Rodgers gets you there closer. That's really all the reasoning I need or have.
Okay, well, I mean, the reasoning is good, but I still think Brady can win you a Super Bowl. I mean, when I'm watching Brady play, yeah, it's not the same as it was, but the arm is still there, you know? Either way, you're going to have to shore up your offensive line, whether you're Miami, who's invested in the offensive line, or you're Vegas, who's got to do more investing. I also think that, you know, Brady's going to be all in on your offseason. He's not going to be doing weekly appearances on Pat McAfee. He might do them with Jim Gray and get a little ticked off, but it's not going to be these sit downs where he's talking about going on, you know, trips on ayahuasca and all that stuff. So it's a little bit different with Brady. He's a little more buttoned up than Rodgers is. And then the other part is there like a bit of a cautionary tale with Russell Wilson, where you trade all this capital and he has the big salary, and then maybe he's just not the guy he used to be, and you're not stuck with him as long as the Broncos are stuck with Wilson, but you're saddled with a big salary and you traded a king's ransom.
Okay. First of all, Brady is no longer buttoned up. This is freewheeling single Tom Brady. And he's going to be in Vegas. He's going to be in Vegas with all those Instagram models. I think that Aaron Rodgers actually would show up for an offseason in Vegas. I think he needs to breathe new life into his career. You know who it reminds me of? Brett Favre. It's Brett Favre all over again. I looked at the numbers. I was trying to remember. Favre had that great season in Minnesota when they lost in the NFC title game to the Saints in the Bounty Gate year. He was 40 years old. He led them to a 12-4 record, 33 touchdowns, 7 picks, got completely new life.
Yep.
So I think Rodgers, it's uncanny how Rodgers and Favre are following along with each other. It's bizarre almost. I feel like Rodgers has that kind of renaissance in him in the right coaching staff.
Wow.
Now, do I know if Josh McDaniels is that staff? Not necessarily. But don't you feel like Rodgers has one more run? And also, Brady got his Tampa Bay. He left New England and was in the right situation and got his championship. I feel like Rodgers is due that. I don't know why. Just a gut feeling like he has a big comeback in him.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be in Green Bay. That ship seems like it's kind of sailed.
Well, it depends. And we also have some reporting that Jordan Love might seek a trade. I mean, there's a lot to unpack here with what's going on in Green Bay, as there has been in all of these off seasons, whether it was Favre back in the day or whether it is now. I do think that Rodgers could have another peak, no doubt. Yeah. The one thing is, though, Derek Carr, you know, had Josh McDaniels, and Stu is our resident Raider fan here on the show. And it was like, Derek Carr, I think, is a smart guy, and it seems like he could never grasp the offense. It's not like something about McDaniels' system, I don't think is easy to learn. And so if I'm Rodgers, is that what I'm coming into, or would I rather, you know, or for Tom Brady, if I'm the Raiders, I'm like, oh, the guy, we speak a shorthand. We already have like an inside, you know, like an inside knowledge of the offense and what's going on.
That's a very good reason, but I would hope that Josh McDaniels has grown and would meet Aaron Rodgers halfway and bring in some sort of West Coast.
Yeah, something.
Some sort of Mike Holmgren, Andy Reid legacy. By the way, now correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't it Daryl Bevel who resuscitated Brett Favre in Minnesota? And I just saw Daryl Bevel's interviewing as an OC that's related to either Rodgers or Brady. So
okay.
I'm telling you, this Rodgers-Favre connection is very strong. And I just, that's how I see it playing out. Now, that's a great reason about it.
Well, if he goes to the Jets, then it's a little too on the nose.
No,
yeah.
I know. Well, I would just forego the one bad year in New York Jets uniform. Sorry, Mike Samter. And go to the contender. Now, yeah, the question is the AFC West. Does that scare me for either quarterback a little bit?
Nah, I maybe, but now you got seven teams making it into the playoffs from each conference. It's a little less scary, I think, with the extra wild card team that's, you know, that's entrenched now in the NFL. You're probably not going to get the bye, but I think you're still going to make the playoffs, and from there, you just go from there. No, but the AFC with the quarterbacks is insane.
Oh, sorry. Daryl Bevel's been linked to Russell Wilson in Denver. He's the guy who's going to come in and save Russell Wilson.
Okay, well, I'm glad he's going to save somebody.
He saved Favre. He would be combined with Dan Quinn. So, I don't know. Yeah, Josh, you know, you've given me pause. You've given me pause
well,
with
Santa.
Josh McDaniels. But, come on, Rodgers is the younger, better quarterback. That's the bottom line.
Well, you're right about that. Samter, let's put it on the poll. If you're Las Vegas or you're Miami, would you rather have Favre or Rodgers? Do you feel comfortable putting Miami on there?
No, just keep it Raiders.
Just Vegas.
Simplify
okay.
it. I think Miami, they were the best team in the league with Tua. Their offense was on fire.
This has nothing to do with Tua's ability and how he was able to run the offense. This has everything to do with Tua's brain.
I understand, but Miami, believe me, if it was up to them, they would have put him out. they lied about one concussion. They're ready to forego concussion safety protocol and put Tua. And wasn't it a report that Tua is no more at risk than any other player, which made no sense?
No, that's what the GM and the coach kept telling you. I don't know if that's what medical science is saying. But yeah, let's believe the NFL GM. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. So the question it comes down to, if you're the Raiders, would you rather have Brady or would you rather have Rodgers? And why was Brady getting so snippy there? I don't see the motivation. I mean, are you trying to like intimidate people so they don't keep asking you this question? Like, good luck. It's not going to happen, dude. Everywhere you go, people are going to ask you what's going on.
Jim, if I knew what I was going to do, I'd have already done it.
By the way, Daryl Bevel, who I did, he was the guy who resuscitated Favre in Minnesota. He turned down the Jets OC interview this week, Mike Samter.
Wow.
So that's interesting.
Aren't there like 10 openings for OCs?
Yeah, and it's funny. It doesn't seem like everyone wants a Jets one.
Well, I've got a big question. Who's the quarterback?
Good point.
Are you going to saddle me with Zach Wilson, who's on a beach somewhere?
I'm assuming if you hire any decent OC, you're going to go all in for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but
you
see, the
right?
Jets were interviewing Nathaniel Hackett. I mean, did we not learn our lesson that this does not lure Aaron Rodgers to anywhere? It's not a good sound logic. 855-212-4CBS. We are across the country on CBS Sports Radio. Of course, you can listen to us on the absolutely free Odyssey app. And we are streaming live on YouTube right now. What are Perloff and I wearing today? Would anyone like to know? You got to log on and find out. YouTube.com/CBS Sports Radio. You can click on it. You can get involved in the chat. We've got a really good vibe going in our YouTube chat. None of the weird stuff. Well, maybe some weird stuff. A lot of weird stuff. Why was purple drink being talked about yesterday? You guys are crazy, man.
I think it's pronounced purple drink.
Pardon me. I was not going to pronounce it that way.
A little scissorp.
Yeah. Those are our listeners.
Yeah, is there any sober people in our chat? I'm just curious.
Don't ask. You can also vote on our poll. You can do it in the chat. You can also do it at Maggie and Pearl on Twitter. All right, did I get everything in? Yes. Brady versus Rodgers, that's where we begin. We also have major, major topics throughout the day, including the biggest thing no one is talking about when it comes to the AFC Championship game. Why no one is talking about this, I do not understand. We're going to get to the bottom of it. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Come on back.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Maggie, I got good and bad movie news today.
I saw. How are you feeling?
My movie Hustle was not nominated for Best Picture. Adam Sandler was not nominated for Best Actor.
Snubbed. What happened.
Yeah. I mean, do you remember certain lines as, Bo Cruz, how do you feel about being invited to the Combine?
Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm watching the movie again.
Yeah, I thought maybe, you know, there was talk of supporting actor nomination for me, but did not happen. But good news is, I did book my tickets, Mike Sampter, for the new Ant-Man movie in the IPIC Theater. So I'm excited. I have seen barely any of the Oscar movies, but I'm going to see the new Ant-Man, so that's good. But that...
Yeah. I was bummed for you guys that you didn't get nominated. I felt like Hustle was one of the best movies of the year, not just because you were in it, but I'll say this, even though you're not nominated for an Oscar, it's one of the more rewatchable movies of the year.
Well, I saw Triangle of Sadness, and anyone who thinks that's a better movie than Hustle needs to be hospitalized for mental illness. But that's not the topic of the day. Right now we're debating, if you're the Vegas Raiders, who do you want? Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady? Call us 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Rodgers or Brady?
All right. Let's go to Vinny. We should say quickly, I'm the Brady camp. Yeah. You're in the Rodgers camp. Vinny is in Arizona. You're up first here on CBS Sports Radio. Vinny, what do you think, Rodgers versus Brady?
Hey, how's it going, you guys? Thank you so much for taking my call.
You got it.
So, personally, I'd have to side with Herloff. The age difference definitely does it for me, but to be honest, any AFC team that either of those like two guys go to, there's no way they're beating Patrick Mahomes. There's no way they're beating Josh Allen. There's no way they're beating Joe Burrow. So if they're trying to chase rings, the AFC is not the way, because I could even make a case for them not even being able to beat Trevor Lawrence and the Jags and the Chargers with Herbert.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's five teams right there that would easily give both quarterbacks a run for their money. Even if they did go to the Raiders, I mean, you have to face Patrick twice, Herbert twice. Like, there's no way.
Vinny, I totally get what you're saying. And you didn't even mention the Dolphins. We don't know what they're going to do at quarterback. The Ravens, we don't know what they're going to do at quarterback. I mean, it's the Steelers consistently win no matter who the quarterback is. There's a lot of competition in the AFC. Totally get it. The one thing about this exercise is from some of the reporting we're getting, including Adam Schefter, that the Packers won't trade Rodgers in the NFC. Now, listen, that could be a negotiation ploy. That could just be a tactic. Hey, if you want Rodgers and you're Seattle or something, you really got to come with a big offer. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you're right. The AFC has won every single Super Bowl going back, what, 25 years now? And all the great, and remember coming this year, the AFC West was going to be the greatest. Yeah, and it's funny, and yet, the best division in football by 50 miles was the NFC East. Just get out of here with that AFC talk. First of all, Tom
Brady, they were the best. They just happened to get three teams in the playoffs. I don't know if that means it was the best.
The best. Numbers don't lie. Sure. Numbers don't lie. I don't know. I think like those teams would have done fine in the AFC. The thing is, when Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay, the NFC was pretty strong then, and he just stormed right through it. And then he destroyed the AFC team in the Super Bowl. I think those things are hard to predict.
It is, and the other thing that's hard to predict, but there's such a depth in the AFC, is like, all right, you're saying they'll never beat Patrick Mahomes. He'd never beat Burrow. He'd never beat Allen. Look what's going on with Mahomes right now. He's dealing with a high ankle sprain going into the AFC Championship game. You just never know from year to year what's going to happen, right? You get a quarterback with an injury, all of a sudden it paves the way. I mean, we'll talk more about that later in the show.
By the way, Brady, the quarterback, when he was at Tampa Bay, the quarterbacks he beat were Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers to get to the Super Bowl where he beat Mahomes. I mean, Brees
all on the road.
There were Hall of Famers all over the NFC when he didn't let that come into his mind at all.
Yeah, and Brees was washed at the end, though.
I know. And it was Taylor Heinicke, too. Notice I didn't mention him.
The first round was Heinicke. You almost beat him.
Almost beat him. It was an 8-point game. Okay.
It was close in the fourth quarter. Barry is in Green Bay. He's got a thought on the Rodgers drama. What's up, Barry?
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
Doing great. What's on your mind?
Here's my thought. I don't know if I speak for the entire season.
Oh, Barry, you're going to have to get, we're going to have to get you on a better line, but I'm putting you on hold.
Yeah, we need Barry to call back because that is a true Wisconsin accent. And I want to hear more of it. That's who I want to hear on this topic from.
Yeah. Let's get to our pal. Big Dave is in Kentucky. Dave, you feeling any better about your Cowboys, first and foremost?
Yeah, I've moved on.
Okay, good.
Also, don't have to hear Jared's voice in the next couple of months.
Promise you that.
Yeah, you'll never hear from Jerry. Come on.
I know. Hey, listen, on the Rodgers-Brady thing, I think I would have to take Rodgers just because of the age difference. I mean, you can say what you want to about Tommy defining father time. He's 45 years old. I mean, you got to figure a couple years max. He goes beyond that. I mean, they're going to have to see if he's a cut him open, see if he's a cyborg or something like that.
We already know the answer to that, Dave. He's not human. He's all avocado.
I believe that. Hey, can I follow up on something that McLovin said yesterday?
Sure.
We had a debate about the
Dak Prescott.
Clock management at the end of the game, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with McCarthy. Okay.
Yeah, and the issue about the time being wasted before they punted, McLovin, explain something to me. And your rationale, why did you say that you never, that there's no way that you take a timeout in that situation? Why?
Well, no, I just said you don't want to use your timeouts on offense because you control the clock when you're on offense. You want those three timeouts to stop the other team when they have the ball.
Yeah, but it doesn't make any difference in this regard because, I mean, it's obvious that you're going to punt. So what difference does it make if you save time on the clock when you do it?
Huh? Well, no, if you were an efficient team, you could have ran that punt unit out faster. You could control that. You can't control. Obviously, the Niners are going to use the full play clock every time. If you were run a little more efficiently, you would have only had to use 15 to 20 seconds, not 30 to 35.
Right, if you rush the punt team. I mean, I'm with Dave on this one. I think you call timeout, and you would have gotten a gift because Elijah Mitchell ran out of bounds for some reason on a run play ensuing possession, would have saved you a timeout. You could have gotten the ball back with 30 more seconds. I mean, Dalton Schultz, I think, deserves some of the blame here, too, because if he just gets both feet down, you're at least a couple, 12 yards closer. I know it would have been a Hail Mary. I know.
And it would actually, I don't think Dak can throw it 65 yards. But the issue wasn't, the reality is if you had called the timeouts at a different time, you would not have had, the Niners would have called a completely different set of plays. I don't want to go butterfly effect, but we don't know for sure.
But they would have called run plays. Elijah Mitchell play was a run play where he runs out of bounds. I still don't know why he did that. He just made a mistake. He was supposed to get down and slide, and he didn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, but you understand my theory that you definitely want to save the timeouts for when the other team has the ball.
That's absolutely, because they're going to run the play clock all the way down.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I get it. But the when you're getting the punt team out and all of that, like, it's hard not to burn 30 seconds.
Also,
at least
that play, was that the sack? Okay, you're right. When there's a sack or a weird play and you're a mess, that's a good time to call a timeout. No, I understand. Of course, Dave is right, and you're right as well. But in theory, you want to save those timeouts.
Yeah, I know. I get it. 855-212-4CBS. Oh, Barry is back. Barry's in Green Bay. Barry, we needed a better line so we could really hear what you had to say about Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, much better.
Oh, there we go.
Here's my situation. I don't know if I speak for everybody in Green Bay, but when the season was over, everybody rolled their eyes and said, oh, hell, here we go again. Because the thing about Aaron Rodgers, great quarterback, glad to have had him in Green Bay. When Devontae disappeared last year, everybody started chewing their fingernails like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Is one person going to make a team? Well, for a while it actually did. And speaking from that standpoint, if he stays, we'd love to have him. If he goes, we want him to go early so we're all set and we're ready to go. We know what's going on instead of pacing back and forth like the father of the maternity ward. Is it going to be this? Going to be that? Going to be this? Going to be that? We want to be set to go. And me personally, as a Packer fan, I think he's going to Vegas. I definitely do. I think he wants to be back with Devontae because those two had such a chemistry when he was here in Green Bay. It was almost automatic every time.
You know, Barry, I see what you're saying. I think it would sting, though, for Green Bay Packer fans if he did go to Vegas and, like, if they won a Super Bowl. I think that would really sting.
That's true.
Because, Barry, thank you so much for the call. That's got to hurt. You only get one when you have Aaron Rodgers, and then he could go somewhere else and win another one. That would be very, very tough. The other thing is, you got to look at this from the Raiders' point of view, though.
Yeah.
Do they want to not only trade picks? They already traded picks to get Devontae Adams. Now you got to trade even more picks to get Aaron Rodgers, and you got to take on the $110 million that Rodgers still has on his salary. That's $60 million next year. I mean, it's a lot of money.
Wait, so next year, you mean this upcoming
season? This upcoming season.
But the season after that, there's some big out, right?
Yeah, I've heard it's still over $100 million that he's owed. I don't know how he's getting all that.
I don't think that's exactly how it works for the next year. But if you're the Raiders and you trade a first round or two first round picks, you're going to want him to stick around for 2 years anyway. I think the salary cap will probably jump, but that'll be okay. And you realize what you're saying.
What am I saying?
That Green Bay, you should be worried about Aaron Rodgers winning a Super Bowl in Vegas. I mean, Stu's a Vegas Raiders fan. Are the Raiders really going to win a Super Bowl? That's the other thing. They're kind of a snake-bitten franchise. It feels like a long leap. Yes, I think they should go after Aaron Rodgers, but I don't know if that makes him a Super Bowl favorite.
Wait, Stu, who would you rather have, Rodgers or Brady?
I think Rodgers is a better quarterback, but if you're giving up two first-round picks and paying a guy $50 million a year, I don't think that's conducive. I think I'd rather at least have Brady draft an offensive lineman at 7 and use the rest of the cap room to try to surround him with a better offensive line of defense and take your chances there.
Do you think you win a Super Bowl?
With either? No, I don't. To be honest, no. I would say no. But
no, I hear what you're saying. We have some Rodgers sound. So Rodgers on Pat McAfee's show today, the interview's over, but did the interview today and was talking about his contract. Let's hear it.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. I don't think there'd be a scenario where I'd come back and that would be the number. I think it would definitely things would have to shift.
Okay, so he's willing to, I don't know if that means take a pay cut. Shift is not cut. Shift is...
That means kick the can down the road, extend him.
Yep, because, or convert it into signing bonuses. There's all these ways they can manipulate that.
But they can't give him... They can't lower the dead cap number unless they extend him, I don't believe.
Probably not. There's probably going to be... Yeah, Brady... So. Or excuse me, Rodgers on paper would probably have to be the quarterback of the Raiders until like 2035, and then it's all dummy years.
Or Packers.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, or Packers. Right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe the Packers extend him too, which would be totally odd.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
I know, Aaron. You've taken every dollar at every churn. We know.
At least he's honest about it.
Listen, that ayahuasca is not going to pay for itself.
Yeah,
I don't even know how much that stuff costs. We've never talked about that on the show. Or is it just like one of those things where it's like, pay what you feel like you should pay?
I feel like if you go down to Peru where you can like just pick ayahuasca off of the ground.
You think it's just growing on trees there?
If you go to a shaman, right, like they probably have, you know, it's not costing you
but
all that much.
But I feel like ayahuasca has this sort of, this whole presentation. Yeah. At least in the movies that I've seen, you go to a guy... who has 20 people in a room doing ayahuasca.
It's you have not to like wear a robe or something?
Yeah, there's a robe. There's definitely a guy.
You have to wear a robe.
You're paying a consulting fee as well, not just the
consulting
drug.
Consulting fee, air quotes.
Yeah, and you need a guide on your
tour. Yeah, you
tour.
Definitely need a guide,
yeah.
I'm sure.
And
someone to clean
mushroom,
up the vomit.
Right?
That tip that person.
Yeah, yeah. Also, too, right, you need somewhere to throw up.
Yeah, you need someone
and
to take
the throw
up.
And it takes a long time,
away.
So you have to figure out where to put people for the long 20 hours.
Housing.
Yes, this is all from a Ben Stiller movie where he takes ayahuasca. That's all I know about it. Now, it's a mushroom, right? So it's...
I don't think so.
Oh,
is
I thought
it a mushroom?
It was...
You know, all this time where we talked about it so much, we have no idea. I think it's just a plant.
Oh, it's a plant?
Yeah.
Sorry, okay.
Jeez, Perloff.
I don't know.
I don't know what it retails for.
It is a plant-based psychedelic.
So there's a plant that does this? That's awesome.
No, now you're interested. We've been talking about it for a year. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Nick in the chat, good point. We were talking about people in the chat, got into a conversation about purple drink, but here we are talking about ayahuasca. So pot, kettle, you know.
Oh, yeah. No. By the way, we're not anti-everyone in the chat being hammered. That's great.
We're just entertained by it.
We'd like the show to be a party.
Well, I'll be honest. They're talking about purple drink, but if they're actually drinking purple drink while on the chat, that would be more entertaining.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
Like, is Lil Wayne in the chat? Who's in the chat?
What?
It's a lot. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Oh, coming up, we do have to get to the most outrageous thing we heard today. It's not Aaron Rodgers saying, yeah, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
It is. Even funnier. We'll get to that in just a moment after this CBS Sports Update with Rich Ackerman.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When you visit a state as big and diverse as Texas, there are a million different trips you can take. Let's say you've got an appetite for whitewater kayaking. You can get your own,
so this is why they call it Devil's River,
trip to Texas. Or maybe you have an actual appetite. I'll take a pound of brisket, six ribs, three links of sausage, and a piece of pecan pie. Trip to Texas. Go to TravelTexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
We're back on Maggie and Perloff. I think a lot of people were celebrating today when the New England Patriots hired Bill O'Brien to be their offensive coordinator. I think Patriots fans were excited because it opens up some possibilities. I think Alabama fans were over the moon because it was not working. I don't know why it wasn't working. Bryce Young won the Heisman with Bill O'Brien, but the downgrade from Lane Kiffin and Sark and all those guys to Bill O'Brien was mystifying. But here's the thing with New England, and I'm very curious about this. Bill O'Brien, I think he coached Mac or had that strong connection to Mac Jones. Was he with Mac Jones at Alabama? Is he brought in to fix Mac Jones, or is he brought in to possibly lay the groundwork for Tom Brady going to New England?
Man, I mean, good question. I think he's there because Matt Patricia and Joe Judge together might have been one of the biggest disasters in the NFL. Yeah. So he's there specifically to replace those guys. And also, I think they made a miscalculation last year. Our buddy Albert Breer, who lives in New England and reports a lot on the Patriots, said Bill Belichick had some reservations about bringing O'Brien in because he thought, oh, he's going to do so well with Mac Jones, then he's just going to get another head coaching job and we're going to have to look for another offensive coordinator. Turns out, should have probably taken that risk.
Definitely. And, you know, basically Bill O'Brien lost to a much more innovative Josh Heupel at Tennessee and to Brian Kelly at LSU. So he sort of cooled off a little bit. And I think Mac Jones is completely cooled off. Now, it's funny. We're talking about teams for Brady and Rodgers. New England's on the Rodgers odds as well. I'm seeing that a lot.
Peter King said it'd be very Belichickian for the New England Patriots to bring in Aaron Rodgers.
But I look at that team, and I don't see either of those guys fitting there because what are the weapons? I know the defense is good, but that doesn't feel like an easy transition.
No.
I know Tom Brady knows the real estate market, but who are you throwing the ball to?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'd rather probably be throwing to Davante Adams and to Hunter Renfrow and to Darren Waller than I would to Nelson Aguilar and to Devontae Parker. And,
oh, wow.
You know.
Yeah, or get down to Miami, throw to Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
There you go.
I know that New England spends a lot on tight end, but come on. Then again, Brady never really had great receivers except for Randy Moss.
It's true. He elevated guys, no doubt. I can't see Brady going back to New England, even with Bill O'Brien there.
Well, what about, remember Bill Simmons floated out there a couple months ago, and he made a compelling
case.
Wishful
thinking from a Boston fan is what that sounded like.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, especially with like Mac Jones making a regression, I don't know. I wouldn't count out Mac Jones that he comes back and has a good year. He's with an actual offensive coordinator.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm really down on Mac Jones. He didn't, for obvious, that's a hot take.
I know.
Right?
He almost got replaced by Bailey Zappe.
Yeah,
he's going to have three seventh round picks.
Super high.
He's a sixth rounder.
I think he's higher. I think, is he a fourth round pick?
Who's Zappe? I thought he was later. Okay, whatever.
I'm all about Bailey Zappe.
Of course
and
you are.
I have the theory that they were trotting him out with Mac Jones's number halfway through the season. And
no,
we didn't even know
it
the difference.
Fourth round. Sorry, I didn't mean to short Bailey Zappe a couple rounds there.
Yeah, you did.
Nah, Cody isn't. I got way bigger problems than Bailey Zappe as a Bills fan. Cody's in Myrtle Beach. Got an idea for Brady. What's up, Cody?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
You got it.
Yeah, I was thinking Brady definitely should come to the Niners. I mean, look what they've done with Brock Purdy. Imagine if the GOAT was there this year, what they'd be doing.
I know, but, I mean, do you maybe just roll with Purdy? Cody, I would not have imagined saying this 2.5 months ago. I thought, no way. I thought even if Brock Purdy takes him to the NFC Championship game, let alone the Super Bowl, there's no way that they're just going to roll with Purdy next year. Boy, am I eating my words. Mm. I think he's the opening day starter and next season, hands down.
Yeah, I totally agree.
But Tom Brady is Tom Brady.
But Brock Purdy has more escapability. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but the way this offense runs, Tom Brady's going to want to go there and throw for 350 yards a game. You know, that's Tom Brady.
Does he? I mean, he threw 66 passes against the Cowboys. It was a disaster.
I think the quarterback is a complimentary piece on the Niners, and I don't know if Tom Brady wants to be that, right? Maybe he does. If he's smart, he would. But you think that he wants to throw for 200 yards?
Yes. I think that if he wants another Super Bowl, which at this point, is it Super Bowl? Is he trying to break some passing records? Like, I don't know what's important to him. I would imagine it's got to be the Super Bowls. I mean, the guy's a crazy, stone-cold killer. It's got to be about the Super Bowls. And San Francisco looks a lot like what Tampa Bay looked like in 2020. They've got a great defense. The offensive line is excellent. The weapons are there. The coaching is good.
The weapons are there, but they run. Tampa Bay has never had a running back.
No, but he's going to be 46. Maybe now's the time to start going to the run game.
Yeah, I mean, listen, look at the attempts that Brock Purdy's had. And obviously, He had 37 in his first game, 21, 26, 22, 35, 20. Tom Brady's not going to throw the ball 20 times a game. That's never going
to
happen.
But maybe he likes the fact that you throw, just like he did in New England a lot, to the James Whites and those guys, where you throw this little out to the flat and then they get you 8 yards. Remember, yeah, no, Brady started definitely. That little push pass in New England, like at the end, where he was getting yards off of just straight up, basically a souped up handoff.
Wait, that was Brady created that?
I don't know if he created it, but they started doing it.
I always think of Mahomes as Mr. Shuttle Pass.
They did it against the Bills.
It's called a shovel pass, and I call it a shuttle pass, yeah, but some people call it shuttle pass.
we glossed that for you.
Oh, I thought that was really Mahomes' specialty. I mean, we saw, didn't Josh Allen do one of those where he was wrapped up and he tried to fling the ball?
Yeah, well.
And they luckily they didn't call it a fumble. Yeah. Now, I don't know. Brock Purdy can avoid the rush, it makes a big difference.
Yeah, the bootlegs, all that stuff.
Brady is not doing that anymore. And if you get to the Super Bowl, come on. You got to the Super Bowl. And you're probably, with Niners face the Bengals, I think they might be favored. I think that you got to run with Purdy.
Yeah, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. It just doesn't sound right to be like, no, you really got to roll with Brock Purdy here. Yeah. Tom Brady, no thanks.
Actually, Bengals would be favored. You're right. Burrow would be favored over Purdy.
Yeah.
And then who knows who the Chiefs do. So we'll get into that later. I do not have any idea. Can you imagine a hurt Patrick Mahomes against San Francisco's defense?
That'd be you brutal. Want to know, I don't want to see that because I don't think that's a good game. You know? Like
exactly.
Mahomes on one leg whatever.
I don't think a normal shirt. I don't think Mahomes running away from San Francisco. Now, did the Chiefs and the Niners play in the Niners? The Chiefs killed them this year, right?
Yep, that happened just a couple. No, the Chiefs played, excuse me, the Niners played the Bucks. Is that what you're talking about?
No. The Chiefs beat the Niners 44-23 this year. But I don't remember where the Niners were at that point. Is that the game? I'm not sure what happened. Chiefs probably are, I don't know. The Niners have had a weak schedule too, so maybe the Eagles, maybe this is silly, and the Eagles are going to smack them down. I hope so.
Wow.
I don't even know how
you've
got it.
You've never really been confident about the Eagles. I mean, how are you feeling right now?
This game, the only reason I lean Eagles is because in the link.
Yeah.
Talent-wise, they're so close.
In the link, an afternoon game.
Yeah.
So everyone's like
3 o'clock.
Yeah. So everyone's got properly liquored up for that game.
Right. Not like 8:15. You're saying the 8:15 is improperly liquored up?
It passed the point of anything proper.
78,000 people, about 14,000 had already blacked out and passed out. Yeah, 3 o'clock.
I don't mean to laugh, but it's just funny because it's true.
Yeah, that's a great question. Who has more talent, the Niners or the Eagles?
If you're just asking,
your instinct.
My gut instinct is I think that somehow the Niners win this game, but Hurts is great.
Yeah. Well, not even who wins the game. Who's the better team? Who's the more talented team?
Listen, I think that the San Francisco 49ers faced a much better team in the last round. You know, the Giants were a really nice story, and that was fine. But talent level, they were not on the same page with Philadelphia and couldn't hold a candle to them all season long, right? Whether they had their starters in or not. Philly kicked the Giants' ass 3 different times.
Right, but that is a... So what?
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that maybe the Eagles looked really good because it was the Giants, whereas we just saw San Francisco in a dogfight with a good team in Dallas, and they won. So I'm thinking maybe San Francisco is actually the better team.
Yeah, but you haven't seen a healthy Eagles team killed everybody.
I know. Well, who did they play this season? Nobody. Even you said that. Their schedule was weak. So
yeah, but then again, so is the Niners. The Niners don't have a lot of signatures win either.
No, but...
And surely this win in San Francisco over Dallas, it's okay.
Well, someone's getting a little defensive.
No,
I get it. You definitely feel like the Eagles are the better team. Listen, this is why it's a 2.5-point spread. It's really close.
No. I think it's a wash. I think San Francisco probably has a slight edge in talent. They have Bosa. I mean, they have Bosa and Warner, who are two Hall of Fame.
They're so good.
I think the Eagles have a lot of good defensive players. Those guys are real separators. And I think that the wide receivers kind of knock each other out. Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. I love Ayuk and Debo. I say San Francisco's got Trent Williams. The Lions cancel each other out. McCaffrey. But it's McCaffrey healthy. So that's really where I would give a little edge. This is really close.
McCaffrey has a bit of a calf injury.
Yeah.
It looks like he's day-to-day right now. Some backup for you. Nate in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Nate.
Calling in. What's up, Nate?
How you guys doing today?
We're doing great. What do you have?
So I can't remember the exact. It was like week six, week seven. I don't know what it was. I got the Eagles at plus 750 to win the Super Bowl. It was really early in the year. And it was just, if you, from week one to the end of the year, the best team in the NFL, in my mind, bar none, is the Eagles. Played in the toughest division. Just, they had the one game against the Redskins on a Monday night where they just kind of got outplayed a little bit. But Jalen Hurts, in my mind, is they want to talk about Burrow and Mahomes. I would almost take Jalen Hurts. I would, you know, those two may be above him right now. But I think going forward, I really think the NFC is going to be dominated, unless San Francisco can get a steady quarterback, by the Eagles. Purdy's good. Not great. Any stretch. And I would have loved to have seen if the Cowboys could have put some points on him and put him in a deficit and seen what he would have done with that. Perloff, I think you should wipe your brow, wipe the sweat off, buddy, because unless they have some early turnovers, some really boneheaded plays, I think the Eagles are going to win. Maybe not walking away, but I think they got a comfortable lead going in the fourth quarter. And we'll see who comes out of the AFC. Cincinnati obviously would be a good test for him. And then with Mahomes and his ankle, we'd see. But to me, it doesn't even seem close. I think the teams stack up pretty evenly with what they have on defense and firepower on offense. But then you put up Purdy against Hurts.
Yeah. I mean, if it's Purdy against Hurts, Nate, I'm totally with you. I mean, Hurts is definitely the better quarterback. It's just Purdy is just, you know, thank you for the call. Purdy's just, you know, he's just point guard out there. By the way, just going back to it, Kansas City played San Francisco, was the game where Jimmy Garoppolo got knocked out and Purdy came in. But it was later in the game.
KC still put on 44 on that defense. I mean, San Francisco, I've heard this is not me, but they are untested in a way. They have not played a lot of really elite teams. Not that the Eagles have, by any means.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, they beat the Chargers. They were a playoff team. You beat Miami. They're a playoff
team.
In
San Francisco.
Yep, that's in San Francisco.
I mean, they were what?
You whitewashed Tampa, who was a playoff team.
I mean, come on.
You win at Seattle was a playoff team.
You just said 3-9-8 teams.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah. It's hard to tell. It's really hard to tell. And they obviously didn't look great against the Cowboys. That was not the Niners. I don't think that was really the Niners experience that they'd hoped for.
No, but the Cowboys are a good defense.
Yeah, but they only scored 19 points, and they'd been scoring 35 points a game. I agree. I thought Parsons was amazing. But still, the Niners had to be a little worried after that, where the Eagles, we just don't know.
You know, we're going to get the thoughts of our pal. Mike Golic Jr. is going to stop by, hang out with us for a little bit, see what he thinks about this, about Rodgers and Brady. We're going to do it all. Maggie and Perloff, don't move. CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.